Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. Uh-oh, in a recent interview, the CEO of Moderna said scientists had spoken to him about the new COVID variant Omicron, agreeing it's not going to be good, Stephen Colbert said. Like, not comforting science. Reminds me of that famous sugar-free gum slogan, 4 out of 5 dentists agree. What's the point of chewing gum? Death comes for us all. Colbert, no one knows for sure, but both Pfizer and Moderna are testing how well their vaccines protect against Omicron. Unfortunately, they won't know the results for 2 weeks at the earliest. Evidently, the scientists are stuck in a container off the coast of China. Camel, it's kind of like when the trailer for the new movie Cats came out. The only thing we knew was, well, it's not going to be good, but we didn't know the extent of how not good it would be. Trevor, now look, I'm not saying the CEO of Moderna is lying. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that he's not the most objective source on this topic. I'll wait to hear what neutral experts say about a new vaccine. People like public health officials or the CEO of Johnson & Johnson. I mean, he's got nothing to gain because nobody's going to buy his vaccines either way, so I trust him. Trevor, I wish they would hurry up because I need to know what I'm doing in 2 weeks, you know? Should I be buying my Spider-Man tickets or learning how to hunt and cook wild animals, or should I split the difference and buy Spider-Man tickets for the wild animals? It's been a busy week. I didn't get to tell you. From Men's Health, your home for comedy news, Jerry Seinfeld shared a big career update, and Comedians in Cars fans won't be happy. Oh no, apparently Jerry was on the Smart Less podcast, and they asked him about Comedians in Cars getting coffee. Jerry made it pretty clear that he's moved on from that project. He had hinted last March that the show may be ending, but it sounds definitive that there will not be a 12th installment. Jerry has not released new episodes of the series since July 2019. There was that pesky pandemic in between. But Jerry did address it, and it's the first opportunity in weeks to break out half-ass angry Jerry Seinfeld impression. Are you ready? I think I gotta put that volume up on the shelf. It was a lot of fun. I got to meet a lot of these people I had not met. We're friends now. It's amazing. With 2 hours with somebody, your friends forever after that was really great. I know they look very casual and easy, but they're actually a lot of work to make. The editing's very intense. I feel like I may have done that explanation at this point. As for what Jerry plans to do next, he's set to produce, star, and direct the upcoming Netflix movie Unfrosted, which is supposed to be about the creation and history of the pop tart. I have some meetings about the movie thing. Not yet rolling. Early next year, we start rolling. It's a lot of work, but I don't mind the work. I don't really know what I'm doing. From The Hollywood Reporter, for One Night Only, The Facts of Life is also coming back. This, too, part of Jimmy Kimmel and Norman Lear's Live in Front of a Studio Audience series. Told you last week that they were going to do Different Strokes. Well, now we know the cast for Facts of Life. Jennifer Aniston will play Blair. That's awesome. Gabrielle Union plays Tootie. Allison Tolman plays Natalie. Catherine Hahn plays Joe. Hopefully that does not upset Sarah Silverman. I don't know why it would upset Sarah Silverman, but Sarah Silverman gets upset when Catherine Hahn plays roles. She's an actress. That's what they do. Ann Dowd, who plays Mrs. Garrett on Different Strokes, will play Mrs. Garrett on The Facts of Life. Well, thank goodness for that. That makes sense. All this December 7th on ABC. Ricky Gervais has boarded Greenlight, German Genius. That's a new series from Warner Media Germany, inspired by a Ricky Gervais tweet from 2019. Sure, why not? The 8-episode series has started shooting in Berlin. It satirizes the German TV industry. 2 years ago, Ricky Gervais tweeted German actor Kida Ramadan praising his portrayal of character Tony Hamady in the series Four Blocks. Ricky tweeted, "Congratulations, another masterpiece." Now, Ramadan and Gervais will appear as fictional versions of themselves in Greenlight German Genius, in which Ramadan convinces Gervais to let him make a German adaptation of his hit series Extras. This is awesome. The setup for that on the show, Ricky Gervais sends Ramadan a tweet praising his performance in Four Blocks. However, Ramadan hits a stumbling block when he realizes there are not any international celebrities in Germany to cameo in the adaptation, all the while trying to navigate the choppy waters of the German TV industry. That sounds like a lot of fun. From Deadline, Taylor Tomlinson returning to Netflix for her second comedy special. This one will tape Friday, December 17th at the Wilbur Theater in Boston. And from theprovince.com, Just for Last Vancouver, new name, Plenty of Game for February Comedy Festival. Just for Last Vancouver used to be called JFL Northwest, and I think before JFL took it over, it was Northwest Comedy Festival or something like that. Vancouver's an awesome city. I would like to go to this, but earlier today, I sent my passport away for renewal, so I am trapped in the United States. I can't get to Vancouver. I need my passport to come back. I would love to go to this festival. Vancouver is an awesome city, but you don't care about what I like. Let me tell you about the comedy festival. Your headliner, Trevor Noah. But wait, there's more. Have you heard of John Mulaney? Yes, John Mulaney out in public, always good for Gossip Corner. Andrew Schulz, Ronnie Chang, and Nicole Byer, Mark Maron, Maria Bamford, Bob the Drag Queen, Natasha Leggero, Moshe Kasher, Jimmy O. Yang, Chris Redd, and Janine Garofalo. That is an awesome lineup. Vancouver, February 15th through the 27th, Just for Laughs always does great festivals. And if you want to hear me go on and on about what to do in Vancouver, I do have a casual travel podcast on the side. It is called Travel is Back. And if you get that wherever you get your podcast, you'll find an episode titled What to Do in Vancouver. Now, last night was trivia night, and they asked this question: what do beer, boats, and biology have in common? And I looked at Glenn. I'm like, you know this, man. You know this. I tell you about this every week. But Glenn, what do beer, boats, and biology have in common? Glenn looks at me. He's like, I don't know. And I'm like, huh, I got to carry this trivia team every week. The answer, of course, Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. That, for those of you who don't know somehow, is a weekly interview-style podcast about obsessions. Every week, Dan Bublitz Jr. sits down with comedians, artists, everyday people who submerge him into the things they love, sharing their passion for topics such as pop culture, hobbies, science, sports, and much, much more. Let's check out the much, much more this week. Episode 5 of Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. Dan is joined by his longtime friend and photographer, Richard Prevencio. Rick Picks. Love that, Rick Picks. That's really good. Rick Picks. Rick Picks is your guest. Oh, yeah. They chat about street photography. Richard explains what street photography is, how he got captivated by it, and what inspires his art. He also explains the difference between photojournalists and street photographers and shares stories from the George Floyd protests and the Biden inauguration, which are pretty serious topics, and I'm sitting here making Rick Pick jokes. Previous episodes have covered nail polish, transformers, boats, and now Rick Picks. Submerged with Dan Bublitz Jr. New episodes every Wednesday, available now on Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and all the other podcast platforms. So I watched Bo Burnham and I watched Mo Ammer. Let's start with Bo Burnham Inside. And I was kind of not live tweeting it, but I was on the Facebook group page, Daily Comedy News Facebook group. And I sat down to watch it and, you know, I was entertained. I wasn't laughing. I didn't find it funny, but it was entertaining. And I was watching it and I'm like, then I was almost out. Then there was a song that pulled me back in. I'm like, all right, hopefully this is getting better. And then the next thing Bo Burnham did just lost me. And I'm like, life is too short. I got too much to watch tonight. So I lasted about 10, 15 minutes with Bo Burnham. I see that showing up on a lot of end of year charts as like greatest thing ever. And it's Grammy nominated and all that. But I don't know. Maybe I'm just old. I got a haircut this morning, by the way. A lot of gray hair all of a sudden. Yikes, what's going on? So maybe I'm old, but Bo Burnham Inside, for me, soft pass. If you watch it, no problem. It's not bad, just not hysterical. Now, the flip of that, then I went over to Mo Ammer's new special, Mohammed in Texas. That's on Netflix. And I went into it predisposed to like it because I loved his previous special. And I'm like, this has a good shot of making my end of year top 10. And it's going to make my end of year top 10. Mo Ammer, Mohammed in Texas. Very funny. I actually, spoiler-ish, found the middle better than the closer. The closer is not bad, but the middle is really strong, and there's a nice tag piece there. So check that out. All right. Remember the whole Spotify comedy album thing? Sean from the Comics Comic put out an analysis of this. I saw this on his newsletter, which is called Piphany. Sean reached out to Spotify, and a spokesperson replied to him via email. Sean says the spokesperson said, "We want all the world's audio to be available to Spotify users, but availability can vary over time and between countries depending on the permissions from the rights holders. We add new content to Spotify every day, so if you can't find something you're looking for right now, it may appear or reappear soon." Sean writes, "For a clearer answer, you have to look to a different giant, Spoken Giants, co-founded by two guys, blah, 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 blah. Their mission is to protect the public performance, the copying and synchronization of our members' creative assets in spoken word media. Told you about those guys yesterday." Sean updates that a few comedians, Brian Regan and Louis C.K., do seem to have most, if not all, their albums available to stream as of this was yesterday. "I personally went on Wednesday morning and looked for Jim Gaffigan again and could not come up with any Jim Gaffigan. I didn't spend hours on that, but, you know, that's not what civilians do. I went to Spotify, typed in Jim Gaffigan, and nothing came up, and I moved on with my life." Mike Birbiglia wondered on Twitter, could it be related to Comedy Central? Birbiglia tweets, "Random question. Does anybody know why some of the Comedy Central albums got taken off Spotify? Three of mine are gone, and some of Mulaney's, one of Attell's, but then some are still there, like Hedberg. Anybody know about rights things happening behind the scenes with comedy albums? Sean McCarthy writes, there's been much to worry about over at Comedy Central since late 2019 in terms of their support towards stand-up comedians, and the network did recently announce a new licensing deal at the end of September with Comedy Dynamics to redistribute the Comedy Central Records library under new licensing. But no, that's not what made them go bye-bye on Spotify. The new licensing deal with Comedy Dynamics should result in many Comedy Central Records albums experiencing a tiny blip this week before reappearing on major platforms, including Spotify. But that's a separate issue and not part of the argument over royalties. The CEO of Spoken Giants emailed Sean McCarthy, and Sean shared the email, which says, "Hi, Sean. We've been acting in good faith in our efforts with all platforms, and it's a journey working to get DSPs and terrestrial radio to realize the copyright law applies to the creation of spoken word and not just music. We believe that platforms recognize this, and we have positive interactions. I cannot comment on our engagement with Spotify other than to say that finding out this was happening over a family holiday at a time when business cannot respond seems like a pretty purposeful move. We'll be updating our members and a potentially wider market update soon as we work with our team to sort through this." Sean writes, comedians already do and still receive payments on the rebroadcast of their performances via Sound Exchange. What Spoken Giants seeks from Spotify is payment on the writing, much like musicians receive separate payouts for the music versus the lyrics. Dan Schlissel, president of Stand Up Records, didn't feel optimistic about the deal this week, telling Sean McCarthy, remains to be seen, but if Spotify is wholesale getting rid of comedy, it's not a great sign for anyone. If you want to follow Sean McCarthy, his website is The Comics Comic, and this newsletter is called Piffany, and you'll find him on Twitter doing this from memory. I think he's Sean L. McCarthy on Twitter. It has been a busy week. Scott Beckett had shared this on the Facebook group, Daily Comedy News Podcast Group. Earlier in the week, Rachel Dratch and Anna Gasteyer react to Kate McKinnon SNL exit rumors. They asked whether Kate McKinnon might leave SNL after the current season. Gasteyer replied, it was impossible to say. Dratch said, we never know. Even though we're a big family, we don't know what's going on like a big family. Gasteyer said, people can kind of come and go, and I don't see any reason why someone like Kate would leave unless she had something else she wanted to go do, because if you can kind of hop in and out, that's the ideal reality, this article points out. Kate McKinnon has appeared in zero episodes this season, same as me, and fewer than Taylor Swift. Even cousin Greg from Succession has been in more sketches than Kate McKinnon. The article says Kate has been away filming a scripted adaptation of Tiger King. Dratch and Gasteyer agree the current cast has been on fire lately. They've got a huge female cast, which is exciting for those of us who were forerunners or whatever. They've got great presence and great strength. There's a lot of amazing character work and great impressions. They're on a winning streak. And from The Orange, the writer at The Orange was all hopped up about Steve O's comedy show. It's a multimedia show called The Bucket List Tour. Steve O says, the bucket list consists of the top stunts that I've never been particularly serious about going through with because they're so over the top. It was a pretty ambitious idea to try to go through with it, and I did. I filmed all the stunts and then made the show out of these ideas. After each bit in the show, I screen a stunt so you see everything I described. These stunts are triple X rated and super sexually explicit. A lot of the stuff I did was flagrantly illegal. Like, I got a medical professional to put an IV in my arm and administer general anesthesia drugs while I was riding a bicycle. The sexually explicit one is where I was butt naked with this guy strapped to my back in an airplane, doing stuff to himself as he falls out of an airplane. Boy, that sounds hilarious. All right, so the Daily Orange guy goes, oh, nice. Steve, yeah, that's a challenging one. It's basically all the stuff I could have never done for Jackass, so I did on my own, no insurance, and put together this crazy show. Bro, I've read the audience signed a waiver before coming to the show, is that true? You sign a waiver when you buy your tickets to the show, there's legal language in there, and then on top of that, we then post whatever legal waivers post around the venue, and while I'm on stage, I make it very clear, you're all here at your own risk. And in every city, we have at least one full-grown man fall unconscious in the audience. Like, dudes pass out. Yeah, really? Really? Dudes are passing out at this show. That's how awesome it is. The Daily Orange asks, how have the crowds been other than passing out? Steve, intense and explosive. Gives me a great deal of anxiety about how I'm never going to follow this show up because, you know, it's so intense. But my wheels have been super spinning for some time. Like, I'm starting to figure, I'm confident that I got another one in me. Whew. Sounds like one heck of a show. I mean, who doesn't want to see a guy doing stuff to himself jumping out of a plane? I don't. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, I guess. Are we still there? Spotify, hello? I guess. Good Pods, Apple Podcasts. What's the other one? Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.